Hello everyone, welcome to the class on evangelism. I greet all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to thank worldwidegospel.org and Every Home Bible School for providing a venue for learning over the internet. I do believe this is a great tool the children of God could use to expand the kingdom of God. Before I go any further, let me make a point very clear. By no means I consider myself as an expert on evangelism. I struggle many times to share the gospel with others. I find it difficult to answer some of our critics' questions. But let me be open with you. I do have the genuine desire to reach the world for Christ and to train others to do the same. I am assuming the fact that you are here on this site listening on these lectures is because you also have the genuine desire to share the love of Christ with others, the love that you have experienced in your own life. From my experience over the years, I have come to understand the fact that God has His own way of bringing people to Christ. Often it is not our ability or our expertise or our eloquence in the field of evangelism that brings another people to Christ. It is the Holy Spirit that transforms the life of the person that we are communicating the gospel to. At the same time, the Word of God requires, or in other words, it is a requirement for all Christians to be prepared to share the gospel with others. As 1 Peter 3:15 says, "But in your heart set apart Christ as Lord." Now listen to the second part of this verse. "Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with the gentleness and respect." Let me read that verse one more time. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15. "But in your heart set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect." This is one of the verses that I have memorized early on in my Christian life. And this is the verse that forces me to prepare myself in all the ways that I can to become a little bit more effective in the greatest task that I could do in my life. I also recommend you to go ahead and memorize that verse, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. You know, this is as this verse will come back to you, it will make you understand the requirement God has placed upon you to prepare ourselves. None of us are expert in anything, so we need training and we need help from each other to be better in what we do. So go ahead and memorize that verse, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, and listen to that verse. You know, first of all, we need to set apart Christ as Lord. We need to make Him number one priority in our life. And thereafter, you know, we have to be prepared in whatever means possible. You know, memorizing the verses, listening to, you know, lectures like this, reading books, praying for others. And through all this, we are preparing ourselves as God brings forth opportunities to share the love of Christ with others, that we will be prepared to share the love of Christ with others. And the third portion of the verse says, you know, we have to be gentle and we have to be respectful when we share the gospel. We don't want to burden anybody, or we don't want to force this great news upon anybody. We want to give it to them gently and in a respectful manner. You know, the greatest thing we can do in our life is to bring another person to the knowledge of Christ. God has given this great privilege to be the message bearers of the good news. You know, God could have used, you know, so many different means. He could have called his angels to take a big old trumpet and shout out saying, repent and believe in Christ so that you may be saved. Or he could have wrote on the sky in big black letters saying, repent and believe in Christ so that you could be saved. We don't see any of that happening, but we see God entrusting upon us the greatest thing that we could do to share the greatest news to the people around us. Before I go any further, let me introduce myself. I am Titus Epen. I live along with my wife, Annie, and two beautiful daughters, Abigail and Christy. We live in Chicago, Illinois, in the great country of United States of America. I've been living in this country for almost 20 years now. In 1998, I graduated from Trinity Evangelical Divinity School with a Master of Divinity degree. After that, God gave me the awesome privilege to minister in the land of India for almost 3 years. I was basically involved in evangelism, church planting, and I was also doing a little research on the status of evangelism and church planting in India. I'm currently pursuing my Doctor of Ministry degree in the field of evangelism and discipleship from Trinity Evangelical Divinity School. Along with my studies, I'm serving as the youth pastor of Indian Pentecostal Church of God in Chicago. I have introduced myself. Now it is your turn to introduce yourself. I know this is the internet and you are listening in on these lectures. In my regular classes, I hate having a monologue. I always encourage my students to have a dialogue with me and with other students in the class. The best way to learn something is to talk about it with each other. I know that it is difficult to accomplish in this situation since this is the internet. But we are able to communicate and we are able to dialogue through email. So I ask you, go ahead and send me a little note saying that you are listening on this lecture so I could pray for you and maybe even communicate with each other and help each other in sharing the gospel with others. Now tell me your success stories, you know, as you go forth and share the gospel with others. As you come across the success stories, share it with me so that I will be encouraged a little bit. Or it also tell me the not so successful stories so that I could pray for you, so that God will help you in the next time when you go and share the gospel with others. It is the prayers of the saints and the prayers of other people that help us do the greatest task that we could do. You know, I love to interact with you and chat with you. You know, if you have any questions or if you have any comments, please feel free to, write down a note and, send it through email. You know, I'm open and willing to chat with you and, talk with you. I believe on the site under the faculty section, there's a link that you could email directly to me. If I would recommend you to do that, so I could pray for you, and I also know that someone is listening and being used by God for the kingdom of God. Okay. Now let me set the pace for this class. I want to make it. I want to make this into a sermon or a preaching session. Rather, I want to make it into a teaching class. So, I'm planning to have each lecture for about 15 to 20 minutes, depending upon the topic that we cover. You know, 15 to 20 minutes. I recommend you to set apart that time and listen in on these lectures at one shot, and maybe come back and listen after if you miss something. And write down your questions and comments as you listen through the series. And if you have any questions, feel free to email it to me so that I could interact with you. Before we actually end into the lecture series, I want to break it down into a little bit more, a few more sections. This is the introductory section. The audio bite right after this will be a listing of recommended books. I recommend you to go ahead and, you know, buy some of these books, or go to your nearest library, and if you could find it, and get this book and start books and start reading them. You know, good books on evangelism could help us a lot. And if you don't have a reading habit, I recommend you to start it now. Reading good books can help you a lot in your life. Select at least a few other books from the list that I will be providing, and read it as we go, as you go through these lectures. And after that, the third audio bite, the first one being this introductory session, second one being the recommended books, and the third one will be a listing of Bible verses that are useful in evangelism. You know, I strongly recommend you to memorize all of these verses. It will help you a lot as you go about doing evangelism. You know, we could say a lot of things from our own knowledge and, you know, through our own intellect and everything, but when we share a verse from the Bible, and when, especially when it is coming out of our memory, these verses will penetrate into the heart of our listeners or or the people we are communicating the gospel to. And the Holy Spirit takes these verses and transforms the person. I tried, you know, telling, you know, a lot of things, and when I share a verse, I could see the changes that happen in the lives of people. So I recommend you to go ahead and memorize as many verses that you can from each section. So as you share the gospel, you could also share the memory verses. These verses will penetrate down into the heart of our hearers, and the Holy Spirit takes its own way and changes the people. If for some reason you can memorize it, I recommend you to memorize it, but if you can't for some reason, I would say you at least know where these verses are in the Bible, so you could open up the Bible and read these verses to the people that we are sharing the gospel to. We will start with the actual lecture series with the fourth audio bite. And I hope God will use this to make us all a little bit more effective in the greatest task that we could do. Before I conclude, let me share a story with you. Once during a rainy night, a young man was driving his car and going a long distance. Now, this was especially a dark night, and not only that, there was heavy wind and heavy rain, and his journey was very difficult. And it was so dark, even with the headlights, he was not able to see a few feet ahead of him. As he was driving through and going, he saw a small torchlight going up and down. He slowed down his car, and he came to a halt as he, you know, came to the proximity of the light. And as he rolled down the window, and he sticked his head out of the window, and he looked out to see an old man, all wet and tired, and holding a torchlight. And this old man walked towards this young man, and he said, "Young man, don't go any farther. If you do, you are going down into the river that is over there. See that bridge over there? It fell through, I believe, because of the heavy wind and rain and everything. And I was also going through here, and you know, a few other people were standing here and warned me and told me not to go any farther. And they also asked me to do one thing, you know, stay here under the next person that comes by and warn that person so that they won't go into this water, the great water that is in front of you. Oh, this young man was so happy, and he thanked this old man profusely, and he said, "I am so grateful that you waited and helped me in this regard. If you hadn't warned me, I would have went directly down into the great water." And this young man continued to thank this old man. The old man stopped and said, "You know, I'm so tired, and I've been waiting here for almost 2 to 3 hours now. Can you do me a great favor? Can you stand here and warn the next person that goes through here?" This young man thought about it for a couple of seconds and said, "You know, I thank you for, you know, standing here and warning me. But I am already late because of this rain and everything. I'm really late on the journey that I am going to. I'm supposed to go to this city before, you know, by early morning. I'm supposed to reach there and close in on a big business deal that I have going on. If I waste even a half an hour waiting for the next person to come, I won't be able to reach the city and I will lose out on this big business deal. So I cannot stand here and mourn the next person that comes through here. So please forgive me, but I have to go." And this young man reversed his car and he went a different direction to the city that he was going into. I hope you catch on to the story. Aren't we like this young man often in our life? We have been warned. Someone told us the great news. Someone told us that the way that we are going is the way towards destruction and eternal damnation. Maybe it was your friend. Maybe it was a Billy Graham crusade. Or maybe it was your youth pastor or your pastor in a message. Maybe it was your Sunday school teacher. Or a total stranger in a street that came across you and told this greatest news to you. And the Holy Spirit worked in you and you received Christ into your heart and you became a new person. And the path you were going into destruction, and now we are going towards eternal happiness and eternal life with God. But what ended up happening is we are so happy that we received eternal life. But we are like this young man, going in our own way, closing in on this, all the things that we have, and being busy with the things of this world, and forgetting the fact that there are people going to eternal damnation, while we are enjoying eternal happiness and eternal life. People are going into eternal damnation all around us. They are going directly into hell. Do you have compassion like that old man standing with the torchlight in the wet, rainy day and all tired and wanting the next person that comes our way? Or are you like this young man reversing his car and going his way so that he could make more money or he could close in on this big business deals and thinking about himself? I know the reason you are here on this internet site and listening to this lecture is that you have the desire to bring others to Christ and you want to be a little bit more effective. And God bless you for having that heart. And I believe and I hope that God will use these times with each other, helpful for all of us to be effective in the greatest task God has entrusted upon us. Let us not go in our own way. Rather, let us think about others who are around us. Let me conclude this introductory session with a prayer. Jesus, thank you for this awesome privilege to be your children. Thank you for taking us from eternal damnation and giving us eternal life. Thank you for that person or that group of people who shared the gospel with others and took us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into light. Lord, help us and prepare us to be a little bit more effective in sharing the same news that we heard to others. Lord, let us not be too busy with the things of this world, nor be complacent regarding your work. Let us not leave it up to others. Rather, let us take it upon ourselves to win many souls for Christ. Help us and teach us your ways. Let the Holy Spirit work in our life and work in the life of the people whom we are communicating to, so that they may be saved. Jesus, we thank you again for making us your children. Help us all. In Christ's precious name we pray. Amen. God bless you all.